Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Take the fan with you wherever you go. You can listen to us on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. You want to do that?
You would?
That's what we just told everybody.
I know. I want to make sure they're following along. The Baskin and Phelps podcast. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We are counting down the minutes till noon. 1 hour away, 58 minutes away, I should say, until Kevin Stefanski's press conference in Berea, where he'll kind of talk us through for the first time the trade of Joe Flacco and then what the depth chart's going to look like. Maybe he might tell us. We're working through that. As far as the depth chart for the Browns at quarterback, we're assuming, and we all know where that gets us, right? Dylan Gabriel will be your starter. And who will be the backup?
I do believe Shador is listed as the backup right now on the game release, but that's not official.
It doesn't mean anything. Well, let's hear what he says today.
Yeah, by all means.
What's our lads?
The man.
Just curious. Our lads has Shador too, but also doesn't have Bailey Zappe on the active roster.
Bailey's on the practice squad. Yeah.
So we'll see. I we may have to wait till Sunday to find out what's going to happen. You may have to be listening to the official pregame show.
But you should listen to that.
All right. So let's find out at noon though what Kevin Stefanski has to say. So, who will be that backup quarterback? I think Shador Sanders fans want to hear that he's getting closer to starting, that he's going to have the opportunity. Jeff laid out a beautiful argument about how the team wants to put him in a winning position and that he would probably have to digest an entire week of preparation before he goes out there to see another team unless he is forced into service through his role as the emergency quarterback.
Can we remember one thing?
Sure.
They liked Dylan Gabriel better. Can we just remember that? And apparently, Shador hasn't beaten him out. Can we just remember that?
Some people argue that he just hasn't been given the opportunity, Jeff.
Indeed, they will tell you that they are competing from the second they walk in the door with everything they do. They liked him better on draft day. They've liked him better since because Dylan Gabriel is starting and Shador is not. So before anybody screams, why isn't he starting? That's why. Hmm. They like the other guy better, at least for now.
Fred is in Maple. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Fred's back.
Yeah. Hey, man, you guys are funny listening to you guys, man. I got to say, I'm Team Baskin, man. I'm right there with you, man, on a lot of things you say. Jeff, I love you. And some of the things you say be right. But right now, man, I think the Browns are doing the fans a disservice if they announce Shador as still being the third-string quarterback. For a guy that nobody knows really like that. You put the guy in there, man. This is the most confusing team to me. I don't get it, right? Because if we knew we weren't going to win this season, we could have displayed the rookies first, right? And we could have had Joe Flacco on ice. We know what we're getting out of Joe Flacco. So if the rookies didn't show good in the first season, in the first half of the season, then we could have went to Flacco and it would have been like whatever. I just don't understand this team, man, because if they put Zappe ahead of Shador, again, that's saying a lot, and I think they're going to take a mean PR hit, man. That's really just
Fred,
how I'm looking at it.
Fred, if I had a Team Baskin shirt, I would give it to you. If I had one, I would give it to you. Fred, have a good day, my man. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye. I know fans, man. I'm telling you, Jeff, this is just what
we're missing
cities,
here?
They're probably sitting around going, can Dylan Gabriel make this team better? I'm kind of excited about this draft pick they put out there, this third-round draft pick, this young go-getter who could go out there and maybe perhaps put the organization in a position where they don't have to draft a quarterback next year.
Here's the thing.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, it's not rooting for or against anybody. To me, it's rooting for the Cleveland Browns quarterback. And right now, from draft day since whenever to now, they prefer Dylan Gabriel. For now. That might not be the case. You know, hey, Andy, didn't take him long to get rid of Kenny Pickett, did it? Take him long to get rid of Joe Flacco, did it?
Nope.
Didn't take him long to get rid of Tyler Huntley, did it?
Nope.
Well, Bailey Zappe, hope you're renting.
Can you do the Deshaun Watson one?
It's taken a while to get rid of Deshaun Watson, hasn't it, Andy?
Oh, Bob. Bob is in Rocky River. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Bob. Bob hung up on you, Andy. Bob's with me.
Oh, must be Team Phelps. Al is in Westlake. Hi, Al.
Hello, Al.
Boy, guys, what a damn mess this is. I'm telling you, I'm glad to see the Cavs starting, so at least the Guardians are gone, a playoff team we have in baseball. We have a playoff team in basketball. And what do we have in football?
A lot of quarterbacks.
What does Mike Brown know about football? He learned a lot from his father. So evidently Mike Brown thinks, yes, I should get Joe Flacco. What does the Browns front office think? They know nothing that Mike Brown knows. Nothing.
Don't
you agree that Mike Brown has more credentials than the swing and a miss Jimmy?
Oh, let's not put Mike Brown on any football genius pedestal, please. Mike probably knows this. Joe Flacco, as of now, ranked 37th out of 38 quarterbacks in the NFL in passer rating.
Yep.
Not exactly.
I bet he moves up. He's going to have a couple 300-yard games.
Joe will throw it down there. He'll have some games. I would bet you that he plays okay for them.
The question will be, in those 300-yard games that he does have in Cincinnati, how many interceptions will he have in those games?
Well, he's thrown one on every game this year.
So Thomas is in Shaker, home of the Red Raiders. Hello, Thomas.
Go Raiders. Go Bobcats, too. You know, I'm team Andy. I'm team Jeff on this.
All right, yeah, Thomas. You know, thanks for calling the show. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
We're the voice.
No. But here's the thing, though. Here's my thing. I got 2 points here. First of all, I got into it with Nick and JP yesterday about Dylan Gabriel because I thought they were being unfair to him because they were calling him the Timu Tua. And I just thought that was just inappropriate because, like, I thought he had a good game. But also, the bigger point is that I thought that Shedeur Sanders' second preseason game was really bad, like alarmingly bad.
If they put
Bailey Zappe in front of Shedeur Sanders, I don't think the Browns are sabotaging Shedeur Sanders. If Bailey Zappe's put before him, that means that Shedeur Sanders is not doing something right in the background that we're not hearing about. And that's something that nobody wants to talk about. But okay, whatever.
Do you think you're on an island, or do you think that you are correct? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't know, Andy. I don't know.
It's weird when you. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a different opinion.
I'm looking at this. How many Browns quarterbacks have we had that are flashy? I remember when we had Johnny Manziel here, and I was in college. I had to listen to you guys while I was in college. And, like, me and my college friends, we would defend every single thing that Johnny Manziel did because we thought he was cool. It's the same thing here. I mean, like, not comparing him to Johnny, who I am. But he, you know, he's dramatic and all this stuff. Like, you know, all right, you're dramatic, you're fun, you're flashy, but can you win football games? Like, I'm sorry. If they're putting Bailey Zappe in front of him, there's probably a reason for it.
Fair enough. I think Jeff would agree with everything you just said. True?
I do, Thomas.
Yeah. Team Phelps, congratulations. Yeah. I'm not arguing that point, and I'm not arguing what you're saying. I'm just looking at it from a broader perspective.
You know what? I hope Shedeur becomes a great NFL quarterback, and I hope he does it in an orange helmet. And I hope Dylan Gabriel becomes a great NFL quarterback, and I hope he does it in an orange helmet, not the Bengals. I want those guys to succeed because, boy, what a story that would be. If they drafted two guys in the same draft in the third and the fifth and they can both play, that'd be phenomenal. And then you could trade one, which you would. I think it's fascinating right now. Kenny Pickett, Tyler Huntley, Joe Flacco.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
You bring in Bailey Zappi. You got Gabriel Sanders. There's six guys. You still have Deshaun. That's seven. You're down to four. And the guys you're down to right now, Andy, are the guys that, A, can't play because he's hurt, and the three guys with the least amount of experience.
Exactly.
That should tell you something.
Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Kev, what's up?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
We are hanging in.
Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, as much as it pains for me to say this, Jeff was right all the way back to the draft that the Browns actually were already looking into 2026. And really, if you look at it under this perspective, right, the draft day they made, the draft deal they made, how they completely bungled the Kenny Pickett situation, the Flacco trade, really the Browns have already punched their ticket to the 2026 quarterback sweepstakes. And it seems abundantly clear to me that the only thing Gabriel and Sanders are going to be doing is playing to see who's going to be the backup for Manning next year or whoever they decide to pick. So, and really, in my mind, if I look at it that way, of course, they would never say it, right? They can't say, well, we're already throwing the season away. We're really looking at 2026. But if you look at it that way, everything they've done makes complete sense, right?
Correct.
It's all to set it up for next year. I mean, because let's be honest, Pickett was so injured that the day the Raiders got him, they removed the injury tag and immediately named him the number two quarterback. So clearly he was really hurt when they sent him over there, right?
Correct, Kevin.
And, or maybe he had just got healthy and they said, okay, he's healthy.
Yeah, but the Browns didn't trade him because he was hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right.
The Browns didn't move on because he was hurt because he's their backup quarterback. And Kevin was right immediately. Designated as the backup quarterback.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Speaking of Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in about 45 minutes, we'll find out exactly what the depth chart's going to look like for the Browns and the quarterback situation and where they're going. And could Bailey Zappi be added to the active roster? And what does that do for Shedeur Sanders? Let's go to Henry in Strongsville. Hi, Henry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Trying to figure this thing out. I'm a little more confused than I was before, but I kind of get it a little bit, too.
Well, I mean, the whole Sanders, that's not what I called, but you guys started pivoting to it. But the Sanders thing, I wouldn't put him at second just because you're going to do him a disservice. Dylan Gabriel's getting every rep in practice, and at least Zappi has some starts in him. But if Sanders is going to get no work this week. They've got to work Gabriel as much as possible.
Correct.
So you're going to take a guy that was averaging about 4 seconds before he released the ball, and that's why he looked bad in the preseason. But the reason I called, you know, you guys started talking about the draft. Everything up until, including Judkins, the draft, I thought, oh, my God, this is the first year they're doing it right. They have Flacco on the roster already. They have Pickett on the roster. They knew the debacle of Watson was going to hit them, which it's going to. Why would you take two quarterbacks if your goal in 2026 is to get in a quarterback lottery and you have an aging O-line? We overdrafted Gabriel. Why did we not replenish the O-line in the third round with someone so that when I'm going after my first-year quarterback, I've got at least a lineman that's got a year under their belt?
Because maybe that got in the way of playing young quarterbacks and giving yourself the best draft position moving forward.
Plus, don't they also want to leave a path open for Whipler and Zinter? More Zinter than Whipler, but does that make sense?
From the standpoint, when they drafted two quarterbacks, you had Pickett, you had Flacco, you could have drafted one. And I think, again, they overreached on, I think, Gabriel. And if you're going to pride yourself on analytics, name me the last 5'9" quarterback that's had any success in the NFL. That alone should have been used in their projections.
I wish I could argue I can't. You're right, Henry. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I think it makes a difference. We'll see. It didn't bother me. Again, I told you, as I watched the game on Sunday, I kept asking myself, is Gabriel's height going to affect this game? How many balls are going to get batted down? And it, I just didn't see it. And yeah, as the game progressed,
you looked like a quarterback and not a short quarterback.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. And then no one really said anything until the end of the game, you know, when he was shaking hands. They're like, whoa, look what we're seeing. Look what we're seeing here. All right, Chris Rose has got some stuff going on, so he's going to join us next. We're going to push him up a little bit. Chris Rose coming up next. Don't forget Kevin Stefanski's press conference live from Berea at noon as we get the latest on everything that's going on with the Browns and, of course, the quarterback situation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.